Monologue from the top. When I asked you about the bad reception my radio was delivering, you said it was probably due to some metal object near the receiver. You said metal sometimes disturbs reception. So I removed the television set, which as I found out was indeed sitting on top of the radio, crushing it. And while I was at it, I got rid of all the other metal objects in the room. Then, becoming interested in the problem, because the reception was better, I did the same for my entire apartment. Then spoke to a few neighbors. We organized a petition to our landlord that surprisingly passed without trouble as soon as he heard how clear my radio was, how nice it sounded, and pretty soon elected to the city council, then as a senator, and finally now, as president of the United States, I am happy to be able to say to you all that tonight at 8 p.m. sharp, I will press a button here in the Oval Room, and every scrap of metal of whatever kind will disappear without a trace from all the premises across our nation. The factories, homes, ballparks, train stations, restrooms, sanatoriums, auditoriums, car repair shops, and radio stations. All will finally be rid of metal in any shape or form, artificial or otherwise, with the sole exception of my old radio receiver, which will remain here with me in the White House as a sort of public reminder to the rest of the world, a firm example of what one determined nation can do. A radio that will also, however, continue to pick up signals from outer space, signals that persist in registering themselves only upon metallic receivers, so that the best scientific minds we have can continue unabated the awesome task of converting these extraterrestrial waves sent by God knows what stubborn ingrates out there at the other end of the universe, converting these waves, as I say, to the soft and lovely vibrations of our new, improved planet Earth.